Welcome in to another edition of Inside City Limits and another short cast. Just me and Trevor here today. Trevor, what's going on with Cole?
Well, boy, it's weird. He was really talking a lot of crap the last two episodes. I was moving, so if there is an echo, it's because nothing's up on the wall. So I'm in the new place. But I think Cole might be recording like a Sporting Kansas City podcast. Or you know what it is? No, he told me this earlier. There's a Johnny Russell autograph session. So he had to go. He had to get his SKC jersey signed, frame it up on his wall with his other SKC jerseys. I think he's got 8 or 9 now up on the wall. So
yeah, cool collection. One per team the last 8 years.
Yeah, I think so. Or actually, he might have the amount of jerseys up on the wall as they do victories. So I think he's got 3 up on the wall. Is that right?
I don't know if we should be talking about four. That.
Anyway, let's get into the 3-win St. Louis City hosting LA this week. Please, City, please don't lose this one.
Cole appropriately titled it the El Trashico.
El Trashico. 2 of the bottom 4 teams in the MLS. LA's in last place. They have 7 points. They're sneaking up on us. We got to be careful. City's in 27th. We do have 14 points, so we do have doubled their points, but. But when you look at the standing sheet, we're pretty close. It doesn't look great.
Yeah, we also have played LA before with the old regime. That's what we're going to call it now, by the way. We decided to stop referencing Olaf because it just leads to a little hate rant. So just call him the old regime from now on.
No, don't even get me started on Olaf now that you brought him up.
So yeah, we played them before, 3-0 victory. I mean, Betcher scored in that game. That tells you everything you need to know. And
I might have been able to get a goal in that game then, if that's the case.
Yeah. I guess let's kick off what we usually do with the training ground updates. Guess who's not available this weekend, Trevor?
Let me guess. Can I guess a couple names? Because I'm sure it's Nielsen. I'm sure it's Alm.
Bang, bang. 2 for 2.
There you go. 2 for 2. Leuven, Durkin, and Kessler.
I think that's the only two people they have said is for sure out.
This morning in the presser, they said Leuven is definitely out.
Leuven is out? Okay.
Yeah.
And then Durkin and Kessler, they said, are kind of day-to-day.
Yeah.
Not looking too hopeful for them this weekend, it seems, but...
Yeah, and I don't know how much you trust Foot Mob. Everybody says late to early June. So, you know, I feel like it's been repeated every month. Hey... They'll get healthy here soon. Leuven, it does hurt, though, because we just got a taste of him coming back. We won a game with him in the lineup. He scored a goal, and now he's back missing time. This by injury, not personal time. I think it was hamstring tightness. Was that it?
Yeah.
Yeah, hamstring. So hopefully that doesn't turn into a long-term injury. Hopefully he's back soon. They're always dropping. Kessler also hurts. I did see Kessler. Shout out to Schnooks off Butler Hill. I did see Kessler yesterday for an autograph signing. Cole wasn't there because there wasn't Sporting Kansas City players.
No, John Russell wasn't there.
Yeah, it was Kessler, Celio, and JGR. Shout out to the boys. A whole bunch of food donated, so shout out to all of them. I got my photo of City Park signed, so I'm going to have to hang that up with my signed jersey, and then that would be a City jersey, not a SKC jersey. But yeah, I saw Kessler. I was like, man, I think you said it when I texted you. You're like, get that man in the ice bath, man. We need him for Saturday.
Saturday.
And we need him for Saturday.
Basically said the same thing. Said we think he'll be able to get into the week and train with us. Might have a slower week. He will want to play, and we also want to try and protect him. It's a long season. Yada yada. Coach talk. Right. But
yeah. I'm split because it's one of those, okay, it's not a good team. Maybe we can afford to keep him out another week for the long run. But they're also bad teams, so we really need our top guys in there to guarantee that win. We need 3 points. We have to start picking up 3 points every single game. And when you have opponents like this where it's just sitting there, a draw, even if you're getting beat, a draw would feel like a loss at this point to a team like that at City Park.
That's the thing. That's something we talked about last week, too, is we're kind of in this weird spot where we can make a playoff run. I mean, top 9 make the playoffs, right? And we're only 6-8 points out of the top 9. So we're in this weird spot where, like, it's our season almost every game, right? Where we need 3 points from here on out as much as possible. So you really want Kessler out there. I know he didn't play too well last week. You know, obviously, he's nursing a hamstring injury is what it seems like, but we're at this a point in the season where it's not gone. It's as close to being gone as it's going to get. So you want your best 11 out there, which brings especially, me to another update. Go ahead.
No, especially like you want Kessler out there in the best 11, especially on the defensive side, because last time we played LA in that 3-0 victory, they did not have Payne still. He's going to be back. You know, Peck's always dangerous. Like they got some attackers, even with Ricky out of the lineup. I mean, Payne still, he beat us up last year. He's so quick. But really, if Kessler was in, I'd feel a lot more confident going into the game compared to Yarrow start, because it doesn't look like Horn will be playing either.
Yeah, Horn is training. We do know he's gone at the end of the month, though. So I don't know if we'll ever see him suit up for City again. Cedric Toyshirt also training. That's big.
Yeah, I would like to see him back. I think since this regime change, the strikers have looked a little bit more dangerous. The team as a whole looks a little bit more dangerous. So it'll be nice to see what Toyshirt can do in a formation that kind of looked like what we had at the end of last year. And it's just, you know, I think he played well last game. I think he played fine last game, but I'd rather not see Betcher in there for as long as he was.
Yeah, Toyshirt missed last game, was injured. And that was kind of a game where you're like, okay, you know, no Toyshirt. Let's see who's going to take that spot, right? And it was, the answer was nobody, because nobody, Betcher, you know, I mean, he looked, even with the regime change, he looked exactly as he looked all season. Silva, it's becoming clearer and clearer each week why they were so willing to trade Silva away. Atlanta was. You know, I wish Oshrock would have got a bit more of a chance. You know, it's like an 88th minute sub.
Yeah, at that point, it's, you know, what are you going to do? I like this sub because we were down and Oshrock, you know, gets the ball going forward. But in the 88th, it's like, how many attacks does he even have left in him?
Right. And with Toyshirt, it's like, you know, he's making runs. He's very active on the attack. And no one that took his spot really was. So at this point, I think Toyshirt's kind of cementing his first team spot.
Yeah, you give him a long runway, and then hopefully he can just figure out the finishing. Because honestly, and he wasn't in last game, so I can't blame him for it. But like, the finishing was atrocious last game. You guys went over it last week on the pod. The finishing is atrocious. We brought him in to finish. He hasn't been doing that this year. Let's give him a long runway. And because at this point, especially if you don't pick up 3 points on Saturday, you're going to just kind of have to start finding out what you have. I'd already like to be in that mindset where we're bringing people up from City 2 to find out what we have. But there's still a chance to make the playoffs. We're still not even, let's see, we're just past the halfway point. So we have time. We just,
did you end up getting a chance to watch the game last week?
I did. Yeah.
What did you think of McSorley?
I mean, I think he deserves
to stay up. People were calling him Giacchini, a foul magnet.
Yeah. I'm also, yeah, I could see that. That's a good one. Yeah. I forgot how much Giacchini did go down like that. But, the thing, like the comparison I like with Giacchini is Giacchini brought out the best in Klaus, and I don't think we've found that yet this season. I think Klaus has been taking a little too much heat. He should definitely have more goals as that number nine, but he plays really well. He played really well with Klaus, so it would be nice to find somebody. I think McSorley was good. I love seeing him play for City too, though. He's really good there, and Joyner is the same way. I really want to see these guys get up here.
Yeah, speaking of Klaus and finishing, I kind of thought this was a little weird in the updates, was they said the staff are helping specific players and then gave an example of working with Klaus to finish. It's like, I don't know. I kind of almost felt like a call out. So, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah, I could. If I was Klaus reading it, I'm sure he didn't. But I would be a little upset.
I would kind of take exception to, like, why, you know, what do you say that to me for?
Yeah, it's like the whole team's not scoring. Don't single me out. And I don't know, when we get little spoilers looking ahead, when we get down to our predictions and stuff, I hope that finishing practice helped Klaus out this week.
Ooh, don't go jumping too far.
All right, so I'll go ahead and give my predictions now.
Just to touch on what you were talking about earlier with LA, is they are coming off their first win this year. They just beat Salt Lake 2-0 a couple weeks ago.
Yep, 2-0. Their first win. Wow. I mean, City's doing bad this year, but you could be LA. I mean, they have a championship. I think the last time we recapped it or previewed it, we talked about, like, would you still be happy as an LA fan because you're having one of the worst seasons in MLS history, but you just came off a championship, so I don't know. Your best player's out too, but one player's not going to make a difference from, I think, a huge difference from what their record looks like right now.
Yeah. They're the same boat as us. That they've just been hit with injuries all year, and it's just been kind of a grind for them. I don't know. If you pull up the stats, you know, on target attempts, we have 37%. We have 32%. We have 5 more expected goals than them. They actually have 1 more goal scored than us, which is kind of...
That is crazy.
But where they falter is defensively. They've given up 36, including 3 to us, which was about a half of our goals for 90% of the season. Yeah,
I was going to say that's 1/3 of our goals still. They're giving up way too many goals. That's what their record shows it and stuff like that. So we have to capitalize. And then a little, you know, stroke of luck too is, you know, Puig's been out the whole year for him, but Royce is also out through late June, so you won't see him either. Now they still have Painsill, and you'll have to be worried about their attack, but I definitely think they're a little bit more muted of a team going forward. So we have to finish our chances. It can't be like Portland where you control the game and you don't put them away.
Yeah, and, you know, they need to figure out the 60th minute stuff at some point. Yeah. The second half, the final third of the game, you know, especially with LA, who is rested, they haven't played since the 31st of May.
Mm-hmm.
Rested, they're getting some of their guys back. And those guys are the speedy ones that we didn't see last time. You know, the more I think about it, and this might be me getting my in the head about it, the more I get worried.
I mean, you got me so worried, I might have to put a goal up on the board for them this weekend. But they are speedy, Painsill especially. So that's why I'm begging Kessler to get healthy. Stop signing autographs at Schnucks, man. Take an ice bath, a hot tub, do something, dude. I don't know. You know, if you don't have them playing, I don't know. Maybe it's more the outside guys we should be worried about with that speed. But
that's now, you know, we got Tolan back.
Yeah, that's huge.
Critch seems committed to Reed. Huge.
Yeah, so Reed's got the speed to keep up.
We're not lacking for speed on the outside anymore like we were under Olaf.
Yeah.
Or the old regime, my bad.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Don't get me started. I feel a rant coming on.
So that's almost an area of a strength for us now, as opposed to, you know, we were seeing Hebert and Horn out there at the start of the season.
Yeah. City's recent form, of course, 2-1 tough loss at Portland. Only 1 win in the last 5. I mean, sounds like 1 win in the last like 5 months is what you probably could say. But spirits are higher. And you could even tell, like, from the pregame presser today with Berkey, he was just talking about how the spirit, you know, they got a smile on their face. They're doing a little bit better, and how much of a mental toll it takes losing 12, 13 games in a row like that. Also, I don't know if you saw the presser today, Mike. Berkey opened up with a little bit of a shot at the U.S. men's national team. I don't know if you heard that.
I didn't hear that. What do you have to say? They did just lose
basically, his country, right? Yes. Berkey was on the bench, of course, but he might not even been on the bench. I don't think he was even – was he even? I don't think he was. I don't think he was, no. But he was talking about it today, and he had a couple of words for Matt Turner. I guess Matt Turner was giving him some beef on Twitter, on socials. I don't know what it was. But, he opened up the press conference with a little shout out to the U.S. men's national team, which I know this isn't a U.S. men's national team podcast, and I don't follow the U.S. men's national team as closely as some other people I talk to. But holy cow, figure it out, boys. You got our, we got to figure it out by next year. The Gold Cup's coming up. We don't have all of our, you know, top players. What are we doing?
That is a troubling situation. One that probably deserves its own podcast almost.
Yeah, I'm not going to get into it, but it definitely I definitely see some TikToks that worry me pretty.
Something like losing 4-0, then you see pull six riding a horse, right?
Yeah. Like, hey, he's had a long season. He played 50 games, you know, Mike. He doesn't have time for the U.S. national team. Yeah.
In Italy.
Yeah. That's like
grinding in the MLS.
That's like MLS next level over there in Syria.
Joyner could score 40.
He could. That's not a crazy take.
All right. Well, have you been here since when we did a new lineup with Critch?
No, I've taken the last two off, right? So I have not done a lineup with Critch yet.
So he kind of runs a 4-2-3-1.
Yeah.
And the two, I mean, you've watched the game, you see like the two defensive mids.
Yeah.
So that's kind of what we've been going with on our lineup guessing game. We were 8 of 11 last week, me and Cole. So let's see.
Yeah, I heard that's pretty impressive. And let's the problem better. Is. Yeah, the problem is the injuries. You just kind of never know. Because right. I even heard that there might be like a Wentzel pull up or something for center back. But yeah,
there is one you write in ink though.
Correct. Well, God, if we got this one wrong, it just throwing the talent. Yeah, Berkey.
We might throw Lunt back out there.
I mean, it is weird how Lunt. Of course, he had that stint when Berkey was out. But now that we're not in any cup games or anything like that. In
we probably won't see Lunt rest of the year.
Maybe not. And I can see, like, maybe towards the end of the year, depending on our form, putting him in for, like, a Wednesday, a really hot Wednesday game or a day Saturday game after a Wednesday game. So I'm sure we'll see him again once or twice throughout the year. But he's definitely going to get a lot less time now that he's going to be just regular season game.
Yeah. I actually have seen people talk about Lunt as he's one of the top five backup keepers in the league that could start on a couple teams. So
interesting.
You know,
I still would like Berkey to say, but
yeah, I was about to say, we're in a weird spot with Berkey where it's like, get the contract done, right?
Yeah.
That should be their next announcement is we signed Berkey to a lifetime deal.
Which should be only like two more years, right?
Doesn't matter. Lifetime.
Okay.
All right. Moving on to the defense. Are you good with Talon Reed at the wing, at the backs?
Yeah. And that was the starting lineup, right? On against Portland was Talon Reed. Am I correct in that?
Right, yes.
Yeah. So I think he'll go back around. I mean, those are your two best wingbacks you have on the team. I could see a Zielinski instead of a Reed, but I'd rather have Reed.
We did see Zielinski instead of Totlin. I know Totlin's still working back from injury, but Zielinski has played extremely well both times he's gotten it.
Yeah. I'd rather have Reed in there because of the speed, but if it's
I'm Zielinski, talking about over Totlin.
Oh, over Totlin? I don't know about that.
I don't know. I think he's played well enough to where that's a legitimate question at this point.
Yeah, I mean, it could definitely be an argument. I haven't watched as closely to Zielinski. I would rather have Talon in there. But I mean, I'm fine. It's one of those where as long as it's not like Watts or Hebert, I'm kind of fine with it. And of course, with how this back line is, you'll probably see Watts in the lineup today. Or, I'm sorry, Saturday. But it is refreshing seeing just those three on the wingbacks starting to get a little bit more consistency at those positions. And all three of those guys I trust back there. So until they prove me wrong.
Right. And then Bumgarnel as one of the center backs. And
yeah,
the other one is where we're getting hairy.
So please, God, let it be Kessler. I just from how the presser went, I just don't feel confident that it's going to be Kessler, to be honest with you.
Especially that last part where he's like, you know, we want to try to protect him.
Yeah, that's part of it. And then, of course, Nielsen's still out. So Wenzel's up. It could be Wenzel, but I bet you it'll be Yarrow or Hebert.
I don't know. If they started talking about Wenzel.
They were talking, Wenzel is brought up.
Yarrow or Hebert.
Wenzel got brought up. I think it'll be Yarrow. But I would be fine with a Wenzel start. Just see what we got. Maybe it's too early for that. He is only 23, but
we'll go with Yarrow.
I think it'll be Yarrow. Yeah.
We'll go Kessler, Yarrow, and Prisky's in case Kessler can't play.
Yeah. I don't think he's going to be playing this week.
Now, those two defensive midfielders.
So Morales will be one of them.
You think so?
I think it'll be Morales.
And I disagree.
You don't think Morales will get the start?
I think it's going to be Wallum and Watts.
It could be, or JGR.
Ooh, over JGR. I think it'll be Wallum and Watts. I think we would have seen Wallum last week. but he obviously had that red card suspension.
Mm-hmm.
I think, I mean, at this point, Wong should be an ink. And then
I think I'm hoping for I'm hoping for a Wallum and JGR as your CDMs. I think it'll be a Wallum and Watts, though. I agree with you. And hey, Watts had a good game last week. You guys gave him credit. You had to give him credit. I was glad I missed last episode.
Credit because he actually played extremely well. Had our goal. Yeah,
had a goal. He got in the right area to score that one. The team should have had 4 or 5, but he got one of them. So I think it'll be a Wallum Watts, Wallum JGR. I hope for a Wallum JGR. I think it'll be a Wallum Watts.
I think it's going to be Wallum Watts. There's really no. I don't really see a reason. I mean, I obviously see a reason for JGR that you wanted to players.
Yeah.
But like we were talking about earlier, we're at that critical point where these games, I know it's early to do, these games matter so much for us for the rest of the year. It's like the 2019 Blues, you know, we made that comparison a fair few times, but every game from this point on matters. We need as many points as we can, and we'll still need things to go our way.
Yeah.
To make the playoffs, but so it's the point where you got to put that best 11 out because you can still make the playoffs.
Now,
I hope we do see a JGR sub.
That, yeah, for sure. All right, kind of depending on the scoreline, you know. The middle, so those are the two CDMs you have if they're running the same formation. That middle player was Boettcher last time, wasn't it?
It was. It should be Hartel.
I think it'll be Hartel this time. And now hear me out. For that left wing that Hartel was playing, what if it's a little Ostrock start out on the wing? I know
my only issue with that,
because I don't know who
else. First Celio out there on the left.
Who do you put on the right then? If Hartel's in the middle,
Ostrock or Toyshirt, depending on his.
So Toyshirt's probably out, right? So it could be Silva.
They said he was training.
God, I just don't know.
I don't want Silva. I have soured on Silva.
I think it'll be Hartel in the middle. Where Boettcher was last time, and I think it'll be Klaus up top. Can you pencil both of those in?
Yeah.
Okay, and then the wings, one will be Pompeo, and it's either Silva, Ostrock, Toyshirt. It's kind of what I'm thinking.
So Hartel, Klaus, Celio. Yeah, those are guaranteed. Those are penciled
in. It's really just that left wing or right wing, which you got Silva, I think, fits the role the best, but I'd rather see, I think, Ostrock.
I mean, we're talking about this. It's going to be Boettcher.
As a wing? Out in the wing?
He's played that. I think the first game when Toyshirt started there, Boettcher is the one who came on for him. Or maybe Boettcher came on for Klaus.
I mean,
I think Boettcher has played out on that wing spot before.
Yeah. I think it'll be. I'm taking a shot in the dark. I think it'll be Ostrock. I honestly do. Oof. But I think it's more. I don't know.
Is that your fan hat?
That's my fan hat, because I think it'll be either Silva or Boettcher. But I don't think Boettcher plays out there. I think it'll be Silva.
I don't know. I mean, have you not soured on Silva yet?
Oh, I have. I think I'd like to see him a little bit more. But I definitely have. I mean, it could even be like Watts isn't in the midfield. It could be Watts up there, too.
I mean, you remember who the first sub was, though, right?
I wish it was Joyner.
You know who the first sub was last week? McSorley.
No, it could be McSorley. That'd be cool. I'd take McSorley or Joyner up there if they're. I know the contract stuff can get messy and stuff like that.
Yeah.
But, I'd be fine with it. If Pompeo's not in the lineup, though, I will stop watching.
This is a little off topic, but me and Cole were talking about. Don't those the like weird contracts where they can be up for 10, 12 days, like. Does it feel like when the MLB's met with your minor league years?
Yeah.
To get like that extra contract here?
Yeah, it really does. I wish they had figured that out. I don't know. I kind of wish it was almost free reign where you can just bring anybody up from City 2, but I know that could also get messy. I just don't like how the contracts work. Really, they just need an expanded roster in the MLS, but it is what it is.
You need to get rid of their roster rules are archaic at this point.
At this point, I think it should honestly be, and I think a salary cap type thing is good, and I do
word.
Archaic. That was good.
Archaic.
Let me look that up real quick. I don't know what you're talking about. No, you don't want the top teams spending you know, millions and millions of dollars, and it's the same top ones every time, because I do like how the MLS is pretty competitive year in and year out. Yeah, like baseball, like Premier League soccer, stuff like that. Just mainly because we're also in a small market. We'd get left behind pretty quick, especially by big MLS.
Especially with, but, I mean, not even big MLS, just our ownership.
Just, doesn't want
to spend as of right now.
And yeah, as of right now. And you have, you know, teams like Miami Galaxy, huge funding, like backed teams that would just outspend everybody and it wouldn't be close. You know, Montreal is not going to be spending what Miami's going to be spending if there's just no limits on it. But I do think the roster rules are weird on international players, home run players, stuff like that. Like, you have a limit on to how many international players you can have. I don't like that rule. The designated players rule, I honestly don't hate. Everybody gets three where they can just leave them off that. I actually kind of like that rule, but definitely the international players, home run players, stuff like that, I don't like those restrictions.
I feel like I would like the DP rule more if we had successfully used the DP rule.
If we had all three of them and we actually spent some money on quality players. I mean, Leuven, of course, he's not now, but Leuven was a quality DP. We just wish he'd play a little bit more. Klaus, not as much, you know, but Hartel has been. So, like, I just wish we used a third one, and I wish we brought in somebody with just legit good quality. Not that Hartel, Leuven, Klaus hasn't, because they have, and you can tell they're a step above the rest of the players on the team. It just feels like now we have an open slot. We could use it. We're not. It feels wasteful. Leuven's been out. You know, Klaus isn't scoring. You know, I could go on for days, every podcast, you know, every episode about how St. Louis City uses their DPs and spend their money. But that's a conversation for maybe the off season.
You know, Ronaldo's leaving.
Hey. I mean, I don't know if I would start. I might start Silva over Ronaldo. I don't know. But hey, we have an opening over there. You know, you move Silva, or you move Celio to either side, or whichever side Ronaldo wants to play. We could use a winger. So St. Louis City doesn't have trouble filling seats, though, so I don't think they're going to make a move like that. But hey, if we got Ronaldo, maybe we'd get a third jersey once in a while. Miami's gotten three of them before we've gotten one.
I mean, we said a couple times, if you want to do a little MLS kit rant real quick.
I mean, I get, listen, I'm not stupid.
We know you sell tickets.
I get it. I get why Miami's getting all these jerseys. They're in the Club World Cup. I get it. But the amount of third jerseys that other teams are getting, you know, six of them got it last year too. City would sell these jerseys. He came out with that shit template home jersey for us. Give us something.
We have to wear it for 2 years.
We have to wear this fucking thing for 2 years. Please, Lord, please. Let us at least have some hope we can wear a different home jersey at City Park on a day, like on a weekly basis. I will buy. I have not bought the home jersey this year. I'm waiting for that to go on sale next year or find it in a TJ Maxx, because I don't like it. I don't like the collar. I like the simplicity. I don't like anything else about it. Our inaugural season home jersey was amazing. Our away jersey is good. Please, please give us a third kit. Something crazy. I don't even care at this point.
Hi, Roger. You know,
I don't care. Yeah, I'm sure. I want one. The new Miami one that came out is good. All the ones that came out last year were good. I think, you know, we're losing a lot. Give us something, please. You know, Adidas, please give us something. I like the track suits. I got one in my closet, wore it to my wedding, but I want a third jersey.
You got married in the city track
suit? I didn't get married in it, but that was like the clothing I was going to sleep in the night before, like just kind of wear around the room. But I didn't realize how much I had to do out in public. That's kind of all I had besides my suit. So I was wearing that all over the casino. And
you were under your suit like Superman?
No, that would have been sweaty, I tell you what. Like, Trevor, you gained some weight. No, I just got my tracksuit on under this. No.
Oh, yeah, I was at your wedding.
Yeah, you were there. You were right beside me. So I don't know. I could probably go on longer, but give us a third jersey. I love all the, you know, warm-up jerseys. I've been buying all those up. Got quite a bit of those. I got the Pride one is in my box. The Earth Day one is in my cart. I just have to wait to get paid and somehow sneak them past Maddie when they arrive from Amazon. But I don't know. Give us a third jersey. Make it cool. I'd even take like a navy blue jersey. Just anything. A black jersey. You could name a color. I would like that jersey. Not brown. Or white.
Bright orange.
All right, maybe probably not bright orange either. I would take like a baby blue jersey though. Baby blue, red stripes. Would you take one of those?
Like the old Cardinals jerseys?
Yeah, kind of like that Cardinal colorway.
Yeah. What about some mustard yellow like the old Rams?
Like the mustard yellow and the dark blue?
Yeah.
I would not like that as much, but I feel like you'd kind of feel like, you know, like.
Whoa. I just had a premonition, Trevor.
Okay.
Blues arch jersey.
That would be like the, just have the arch on the front.
Yeah.
No sponsor, no city sponsors. Crest in the middle. Now we're talking. I do like when like St. Louis, the Cardinals, their City Connect jersey has their different logo on it. It would be cool to have like a third logo as your badge on the alternate kit.
Are you ready for my hot take?
I'm ready.
I'm not a huge fan of the Cardinal City jerseys.
Really? See, I wasn't at first, but now I like them. I really do. They grew on me. It took a whole year. I don't like the hat as much.
The hat I really don't like.
I like the patch, like the arch with the fleur-de-lis in it. I like the red jerseys, the pinstripes. I don't like the stripe down the pants. I think they should have just gone with white pants.
The patch, I agree. I think that should have been on their hat.
Yeah. It's a.
I do like the Lou, the idea of the Lou. But I don't know. I'm a sucker for the blue. I always want them to do more blue.
Yeah, I do like the blue. The blue, I think I can blue. I don't hate it, but I think if it just said Cardinals or St. Louis on it or something, love the patch. I mean, that patch honestly should be like the city, St. Louis City third patch. You know, it's got the arch, the fleur-de-lis, lean into it a little bit. It's pretty much got the colors. Let's just borrow it.
It's just like we have enough with the birds on the bat. I know it's an iconic logo.
Mm-hmm.
Yada, yada, yada. But you see it all the time. It doesn't need to be part of your city jerseys, too.
Should just put a big arch on it. See, I think you need to keep the birds on the bat on it. But I basically haven't.
It's an alternate, though.
I know. I haven't seen a concept where there's no birds on the bat that I liked, though. You know what I'm saying? Are you pulling one up?
No.
Oh, okay.
I want them to use. I'm trying to. You know the bird batting?
Yeah, the old. Yeah. Bat on a shoulder and stuff.
Yeah.
That'd
there you cool. go.
Yeah. I don't know. Send them a letter. I send letters still every year to St. Louis City.
I've sent Adidas 8 letters about our jerseys, and we still got to wear it for 2 years.
Adidas, you're on like the, as soon as they see the letter come up, they just throw it right in the trash. This guy again.
I send Homeland Security to my house.
Yeah. You got to do what you got to do. We're way off topic, by the way.
That was just my hot take.
I think it's going to be either silver or Ostrock on the.
I wrote best shirt because I'm not thinking with my fan hat.
Okay, that's fine. I'll take it. So Berkey, goaltender, and then the back line, the same as last week, except Yarrow for Kessler. Yeah, parentheses. Except Yarrow for Kessler, just based on like, hey, we don't know if Kessler's going to be able to do it. Your two CDMs, Wallum, Watts. With your CAM Hartel, or might be just a CM. And then your top three would be Klaus in the middle, winged by Celio and Betcher. Maybe Silva, because I know that's Silva's confident. I would like to see Ostrock there. I'd like to see McSorley there. I'd like to see Joyner there. Probably Betcher.
Anybody but Betcher.
It's probably Betcher. We did not get Cole's predictions, but I can tell you, I can write them in for you right now.
He doesn't get predictions.
3-0 LA is going to be his prediction. Probably. Do you want to go just jump right into it? I don't know how we're doing on.
Yeah, we can jump right in. Why don't you hit us up with the standings first, though?
Oh, boy. Let me scroll all the way down. Standings and 14th place, St. Louis City. Their plus minus is at a minus 9. They have 14 points.
The standings of our guessing game.
I thought you were talking about the standings of the thing. I'm like, didn't we already go over the standings? I don't want to do the standings of the guessing game. LA, of course, in 15th. I'm just going to keep going on the Cole's got 5, but he will not be getting any points this week because he is in Kansas City doing an autograph.
To catch him.
Yeah. Oh, God.
I need that Hebert signed jersey.
Yeah. Dude. I wish Hebert was at the. If Hebert was at the signing, and of course you can't buy it. If Hebert was at the signing the other day, I would have bought a Heber jersey just to get that thing signed, because I know we're gonna have to give it out at the end of the year. I went with Cole's got 5. Mike, you have 4. I have 2. I'm gonna get 3 this week. I should have 4 because I had that was 2 games ago, but I had 3 points in the palm of my hand.
Winning us a game. Yeah,
thanks, Leuven. We were already losing most of these games. We could have afforded one more draw. I got a 2-1 City victory, though. I do think they score on us. Payne sells fast. You know, Peck's good. Kessler might not be playing. Hopefully, it's just one goal. But I do think we score 2. I think with how our formation has been the last 2 games, I mean, last game we should add 2 or 3, just based on XG and chances alone. We had 2 the week before, so I think we get 2 here. We get the 3 points from the last place team. If we don't, I don't know if I will be able to do a podcast the rest of the year. I think Klaus will be our man of the match, and then obviously Klaus will be one of the goal scorers. If Klaus scores, you know, Jack said it all the time, if Klaus scores, Klaus is man of the match.
That's actually my saying.
I don't think so.
I've been saying that, yeah.
I don't. Name one time.
I say it whenever I guess Celio to score.
That's true. That also works for Celio. Honestly, a good bet is whoever scores usually gets it.
Yeah. Makes my pick kind of seem weird. Sure, we got a fun fact for you about this game, though.
Okay.
We have never lost to LA Galaxy.
Yeah, we should have brought that up earlier. 2 wins.
I want to save it for my prediction.
Oh, 2 wins. 3 draws.
Yeah,
I mean, yeah. And then we beat him, of course, 3-0 earlier in the year. I've
never lost because there's a lot of draws in there. But.
Never lost. Well, it's, San Jose was like 5 wins, wasn't it? I don't even know if we've drew them yet. That was
I think once or twice.
Have we? You might be right. Now I got to look it up because before you make your pick here, I don't want to be a liar.
And I have, I'll go ahead with my pick while you do
that.
Yeah,
go ahead.
I got 4-2 City. We put 3 up on him when we had no offense, and now we have an offense. But we're back to that playing style of we're on the front foot more, so we're susceptible to that counterattack. So yeah. I think, and with their speedy players, I think they're going to get a couple past us.
Yeah.
Especially with no Kessler.
Yeah.
You know, Yara's good to give up a goal. If I see Yara give up a goal, I'll take back every nice thing I said about Watts last week.
Break my mind. I'll go back and I'll take that episode down off of our Spotify, off our Apple, just so nobody knows.
My goal score, I have Celio scoring this week.
That's what I'm talking about. I love
Celio. I love it. However, I have Hartel's man of the match. I think he's having a game. He played really bad.
Yeah.
I think he's going to have a goal assist probably, or like multiple assists. Yeah,
I could see it.
He played bad last week, his worst game this season, so I think he's going to bounce back good.
I didn't like where he was put last week. I think he was in the middle.
I think he was just kind of out of position, so I think when they move him back, hopefully when they move him back to the middle, bing, bang, boom.
Yeah. We are 4-0-0 all-time against the Quakes, so...
Never draw. Why don't we just schedule them every week of the year?
That'd be nice. I think we have it this week, though. I have a good feeling about it. I think the guys' spirits are up, and you know, you riff off one against an easy team, you start getting on a roll. That'd be 2 in your last 3, and who knows, we could really get the spirits up, get the confidence up, because I know they were lacking confidence. Berkey said it in the presser, when you lose 12 in a row, it takes a toll on you. So, I don't know. Yeah.
You know, you win 1, Real Salt Lake, Kansas City drop theirs, all of a sudden you're sitting 12th and like 6 points out of the playoffs.
It literally takes 2 wins in a row to get almost mid-table with how bad some of these teams are. So, do you know off the top of your head who we have after LA? Let me look.
I have it right here. We have LA and then Orlando and Houston.
Okay. We can beat Houston. Orlando's not bad, though. I mean, both teams aren't really that bad. I know Orlando's gotten a lot better recently. They're sitting 8th in the East, and then Houston's sitting 10th in the West. They're on a pretty good run, though. 3 wins in their last 5, 1 draw. Then Orlando in their last 5, 3 wins, 2 losses. So. I did see Leuven made team of the week per Foot Mob, though, with an 8-8. That was team of the week round 17. So that needs updated because that was, what, 2 weeks ago?
I was going to say, Leuven made it last week? He didn't.
Yeah, it was 2 weeks ago. Foot Mob needs to update it because this has week 17. We're on week 19, aren't we? Match day 19. Yep. I don't have anything else, so if you do, hopefully King Kess is all right. Hopefully he gets some past LA. It's a home game, matinee game, 3:30 start.
Nationally televised game.
Nationally televised.
We'll be playing on start. Fox, 3:30 start. This is our last game. We don't play for 11 days after this.
Boo. Much needed rest, though, for some of the guys to get healthy. So yeah, we got to go into this long period with a dub.
Even that, you go into a little break here with a win.
Yeah.
Coming out against Orlando City fresh, coming off, this seems to be a bigger game than we initially thought and initially looks like.
It's a huge game. El Trashico. Trashico. How do you spell it?
Trashico.
Yeah. I like it.
Well, hopefully that's a 1 year thing.
hopefully it's not every year. Oh God. No, it is a big game, and goodness, you got to win. 11 days off, worst team in the MLS by 1 point below Montreal. You got to win it. 3:30 start, 12:30 block party. I will not be attending, but I will be watching.
I will also not be there. I will be. I assume Cole will be there. No, Cole's gone this weekend.
Cole's out of town this weekend, probably in Kansas City.
They're playing Dallas.
I don't know. Maybe I'll grab some cheap tickets. I don't have anything Saturday. Sorry, I don't have anything Saturday. So
I think it's supposed to rain all day.
Oh goodness, let's pull the weather up real quick.
Do a little weather report, then we'll get out of here. I think it's supposed to rain all weekend.
That sucks. That means no golf. Ooh, it's supposed to rain Friday quite a bit, and then Saturday is spotted showers around 32% around 11 a.m. when the block party starts. Around game time at 3, it'll be about 24%. So might be some spotty showers. It shouldn't be too bad. It'll be definitely 84 and muggy, though. Ugh. Tomorrow, definitely a lot of rain, though.
Hmm.
We'll see.
Okay.
I kind of would rather it be in the rain, honestly.
Cheap tickets.
Yeah, yeah. Get our $15 supporter section tickets.
All right, well, that's going to do it for us. We talked ourselves into making this a huge game against L.A., hopefully all Cavs get out of here with a win. Hopefully Mike gets 3 points from the guessing game.
Hopefully Trevor gets 3 points from the guessing game.
Hopefully Cole joins us for the review. I guess it depends on if Kansas City wins or not.
Yeah, hopefully his hopefully his SKC autographs don't get smudged on the way back to St. Louis.
All right. Well, that's going to be us. And let's go all Cavs.